see, if you can notice, it don't take much to find tires around here. You don't have to go far.
Mike Mason is driving me around in a big white truck, looking for thrown out tires. And we found some. A pretty big pile of old tires.
And see here, you see how they dump them around abandoned buildings?
Who do you think dumped this?
Somebody went somewhere and picked up some tires from a tire shop, and they paid them to get rid of them. Instead of them taking them somewhere, they'll dump them right here.
Abandoned tires are a problem in a lot of cities, and that's the case here on the west side of Detroit. The tire piles are a fire hazard. They're breeding grounds for mosquitoes. They're an environmental disaster. Mason loads a dozen or so tires into the back of the truck. He's taking them to a factory where workers take these problem tires and turn them into something useful. One large room of this multi-purpose factory is used to shred the formerly discarded tires into thick rubber strips. The strips are then hole punched, fixed together with three metal rods, and designed with colorful plastic beads. The end result is a custom-made doormat made out of recycled tires. This whole venture started when Reverend Faith Fowler came across a magazine article about a Native American tribe making doormats out of old car tires in Oklahoma. She thought, heck, we should be doing this in Detroit.
And it intrigued me because of the number of vacant lots here in the city and the fact that we're dealing with the illegal dumping. We knew we had a bunch of men and women who have been homeless and are having a hard time finding work right now.
Reverend Fowler is the executive director of Cass Community Social Services. That's a center for homeless people and people with addictions. And now, she's heading up the new doormat-making business. The people who work here actually live across the street or at another one of Cass's housing programs around the city. Fowler says she's really into this new business model because of all the problems it fights. Unemployment, vacant lots, and illegal dumping.
We set it up as a training program so that for 3 months they work for just 4 hours a day learning sort of the business, if you will. And then at the end of that training time, they can either decide they want to work here or they can take a reference from us to work somewhere else.
This really is a small-scale operation. There are 4 part-time and 3 full-time employees here, making about 25 mats a day.
I don't know if that sounds like a lot or a little.
That's Stacy Lee. She's in charge of supervising the doormat operation. She says the whole point of this business is to work in a place that's not very high stress. There are no quotas here, and all the employees get paid the same thing, no matter how many mats they make in a day.
It's not all about production and bottom line. For us, the bottom line is human beings, so that's where our focus is.
And some of the people making the doormats say the approach makes the difference for them. Before starting work at Cass Community Social Services recently, Devel Davis was having a really hard time finding a job.
I would have jumped on any job I could that was offered to me, but it's just my mental state. When I do work, I let that bother me, and I feel but it's all part of the illness, schizophrenia. And basically when this came along, I was very happy, you know, knowing that I can work and not have any distractions to where it will make me not want to work. So I like it here.
Now, no one is making a lot of money by any means, but Reverend Faith Fowler says it's making a difference for the people and for the environment. More than 1,000 mats have now been made. That means more than 2,000 discarded tires that were illegally dumped are now welcoming people into their homes. For the Environment Report, I'm Zach Rosen.